Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The Marriage, written by K.L. Slater and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
Prologue. Bridget. April 2019. I stood in front of the full-length mirror in my new ivory silk dress. Simple and classy, it skimmed my curves, but crucially remained demure in all the right places. I'd had a salon spray tan. My moisturised skin looked smooth and youthful, but when I pinched the top of my hand, the skin did not spring back immediately. I'd curled my hair and pinned it up, adding a tiny sprig of fresh gypsophila here and there to soften my look, and applied a pretty pink lipstick, the latest spring shade according to the sales assistant at the department store makeup counter. Peering closer to the mirror, I studied my reflection. Tiny lines fanned out from the corners of my eyes and lips. My cheeks gave way to a soft sagging that spoiled the razor-sharp jawline I'd enjoyed in my 30s. In 2 years' time, I would be 50 years old. But age was just a number. Today, I felt young, vibrant, and free. I'd planned this fresh start for what felt like a very long time. Today, I would start a new life with a man 20 years younger than me. In 1 hour's time, I would marry the man I loved. The same man who 10 years earlier had killed my only son. Chapter 1, 2009. To the local residents, retired primary school teacher Mavis Threadgold was a familiar sight walking the streets of Mansfield, a large market town that lay in the Mourne Valley, 12 miles north of the city of Nottingham. Dressed in her honey-coloured mac, tartan scarf and sensible laced walking shoes, she pounded the pavements like clockwork, 3 times a day, always accompanied by her trusty 2-year-old black and tan dachshund, Harry. Whatever the weather, the intrepid pair could usually be spotted on one of their favourite routes in and around the town, not so different to many other dog walkers in the area, apart from the fact that one of Harry's regular daily outings took place at 2 a.m. It was this walk they were on right now. Mavis stood patiently as Harry sniffed around the base of a lamppost. She often reminisced about her teaching days as she walked. Indeed, this was her favourite time to do so, the streets being so quiet. Their eye-wateringly early walk had started the year Mavis retired, when she'd lost her class of 30 eager, fresh-faced pupils. She'd had a pacemaker fitted for her worsening atrial fibrillation, and with it had gained the most wretched case of insomnia. Every night, after sleeping soundly for 3 or 4 hours, her eyes would spring open for no apparent reason. But it wasn't just the heart condition that kept her awake. Retiring early had scuppered Mavis's plans to live mortgage-free when her annual salary ceased. She'd bought her house late in life, and her mortgage was due to be paid off on her 60th birthday. Sure, she had a pension, but having never married, and with only one salary to live on, she'd skimped on her contributions over the years, and her income wasn't nearly as robust as it might have been. In the end, she was forced to extend the mortgage for another 5 years to reduce her payments. Walking was the solution to her insomnia. It was one activity she hadn't had to cut down on to stay within her budget, and even better, following a brisk 25-minute stroll, invariably between the hours of 2 and 3 in the morning, she'd take a cuppa back to bed before settling down again for another few hours shut-eye. Mavis marvelled how every morning the streets were the same, calm, deserted, and completely uneventful. Until now.